Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The winners of the annual flag essay contest in Pella join us on today's program to talk about the essays they wrote and their reaction to winning.
My name is Kelsey Tauke.
And let our listeners know what you won today. What was the award that you were recognized with?
I got $50 for winning third place in the flag essay contest.
And what did you write about in your flag essay?
I wrote about when I was younger, I didn't really understand why we had to pledge to the flag. And so now I really understand why, and I really appreciate why the Army has done everything for us to give us our freedom.
What did you learn in this process?
That they just worked really hard, and that the red, white, and blue actually meant, like, the colors meant something, and yeah.
What was it like to be honored by those that served in the Army and the Navy and all the above?
I felt really proud of myself, and I just really thought that I wouldn't win, so I just
was it exciting for you to win, though?
Yeah.
Can I have you say your name for me, please?
My name is JJ Spratt.
And can you tell us about the award you won today?
I won second place award for flag essay, and the cash prize was $75.
What did you write about?
I wrote about flag etiquette and how the flag should be treated. As a little kid, I knew that my dad was in the military and how that meant a lot to the flag and how people like him represented America to save America.
What did you learn about flag etiquette or throughout this process?
Is that other people in the world just treat the flag in those proper ways, how to use it.
And where did your dad serve in?
The military Air Force.
What was it like to earn recognition from former military members about the flag?
It was pretty surprising. Like, I've never won anything really big, so I'm pretty happy.
I'm Jocelyn Lunsford.
And let our listeners know about the award you won today.
It was the certificate for a writing contest about how I felt about the American flag, and the Legion was a part of it.
And what was your essay titled, or what was it about?
It was about the American flag, about how I felt about it and how it made me feel and what it means to me.
And why don't you tell our listeners, what does the flag mean to you and how does it make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel like really proud to be American, and it's like the spirit of our country and all those who have fallen, and it's just kind of like really just important to like a lot of people, and it makes me proud to be American.
What did you learn about the flag through this process?
I knew that the colors and everything on the flag meant something, but I learned that it's more specific and that you have to be really proper about the flag, and I had no clue. And like, I knew that it was important, but doing this essay kind of made me realize that I actually, like, it's really important, and I kind of like respect it more now when I say the pledge every morning.
And what was it like to be honored by those that used to serve in the military? How important was that to you?
It was crazy awesome. I did not expect usually these things. Like, I'm more of an art type person than a writer, so I just could not believe it. So, because I did not expect to win something like this.
Do you want to write more now after this, or do you want to learn more about the flag? What do you hope to do after this?
I don't know. It was pretty fun, so probably writing it again and learning more, because like, I thought since I was probably not going to win, like, I just like did the research and stuff, but it was important, so now if I do it again, I'm going to try even harder.
And now joining us, Captain Paul Beyer and Alan Nakaborn with the local American Legion Post 89 in Pella. And how does this process work for our listeners that may not be familiar?
Okay, usually around Veterans Day, the two schools start putting the essays together. The Legion provides the materials to study and so forth. And we then get them about the middle of December. This year we had 187 entries, and then they are broken down, and the local Legion members judge the first two or three rounds, and then the final rounds are judged by past educators from the community. And then the final round this year was judged by two educators from Pella Christian and two from Pella Community.
And for both of you, what is it like just to see what these kids are writing about and what they're sharing their feelings? What's it like for you to read this from a bunch of fifth graders who, you know, are kids and may not understand or grasp everything just yet, but they've certainly learned a lot?
Well, it's important that they do learn, and we've learned that they do take an interest. They spend a lot of time working on it, studying the material we give them. And what's so exciting to me is some of them bring their own personal interjection of their family or their friends that they know, and they do a great job in just learning about the flag and showing that they have a good knowledge of what the flag stands for.
I'll just echo Paul's comments, Andrew, and it's just almost amazing what some of these fifth grade students can put on a piece of paper in an essay. They have to go to some really deep depth of studying and studying the flag code and so forth, and they just really do an outstanding job.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.